This informative podcast is brought to you by the Health Ranger Store. Visit healthrangerstore.com/science for a selection of science-backed, laboratory-tested superfoods and nutritional products. Thank you for your support. Ed Day. This is the executive director, so to speak, of Rockland County, New York, which just declared medical martial law and threatened citizens with 6 months in prison if they dared to step foot in a public place without being vaccinated. So this is a medical police state, and the man behind it is Ed Day. And who is Ed Day? That's what I'm going to share with you here in this podcast. You're listening to the Health Ranger Report. Mike Adams here, the editor of naturalnews.com, and you can hear more of my podcasts at healthrangerreport.com and watch my videos at counterthink.com. Now, Ed Day. The county is Rockland, New York. The website for them is rocklandgov.com. So rocklandgov.com. So instead of a .gov website, it's actually a .com. Now, rocklandgov.com has a lot of information about Ed Day and his involvement with the biomedical industry. He gave a speech or a statement, a summary of the county last year. And in that summary, he talked about how he was trying to welcome more pharmaceutical companies and that how one big pharma company had just signed, I think it was a 10-year lease on huge square footage. So he's trying to turn the county into a big pharma county. And it looks like he's trying to dole out a bunch of favors or maybe a welcome mat to the pharmaceutical industry by saying, yeah, we are going to use our police powers to roll out a medical tyranny, a medical police state, to require children to be injected with your toxic vaccines at gunpoint, essentially. Now, this guy, Ed Day, he knows a lot about gunpoint. He used to run the New York Detectives Office. He oversaw 3,500 personnel, I believe it was, in the New York Police Department. And he also ran, I think it was either the Boston or the Baltimore Police Department. I'm sorry, the Detectives Division of one of those. I'll have to check my notes on that. I don't have notes in front of me for this. But he has a 20-plus year career. It might even be 30 years in police departments. And he's a Republican. So he's probably, no doubt, an anti-Trumper Republican because he's in New York. And he is a bureaucratic tyrant. And he's used to using police powers to threaten and coerce people to get them to do what he wants. And now he's doing that as this county executive of Rockland County. I don't know what the official title is. It's not county commissioner. I'm just going to call him the county executioner. How about that? Because that's what he's doing, is he's forcing people to be injected with toxic vaccines that kill some children every year in America. Now, like all bureaucrats, Ed Day is scientifically illiterate. I know a lot of cops. Cops, by and large, are good people. But I've never had a conversation with a cop about laboratory science or analytical chemistry, organic chemistry, physiology, all the areas where I'm an expert running a forensic laboratory. So the point is, cops don't know anything about science, by and large. Even the forensic science cops, I can't even tell you how many police laboratories have been shut down because they were faking all the science. Like in Austin, Texas, you know, I'm based in Central Texas, and so I go in and out of Austin from time to time. I try to avoid it as much as possible, but a court ordered the Austin lab shut down because they were faking all the forensics. They were faking the drug tests. Anyway, I'm getting off topic. Back to Ed Day. Ed Day, just like all cops, is not an expert in science. He's not an expert in vaccines. He knows nothing about vaccines. He knows nothing about the lies that he's being told by the vaccine industry. So Ed Day thinks that he can use his police powers to force you to have your children injected with toxic substances that even the U.S. government admits are linked to seizures, comas, neurological damage, and death. The federal government releases that information publicly through Health and Human Services. It's called the Vaccine Adverse Events Reporting System, VAERS. And you can download the data yourself in a spreadsheet right now. for free. Just go to VAERS, V-A-E-R-S, .hhs.gov, and you can download those data for yourself right now. Well, Ed Day has apparently never done that. Ed Day doesn't understand that vaccines kill children and that the U.S. government admits it. And so he thinks he can force vaccines on everybody. Well, I got a question for Ed Day. Mr. Day, Mr. County Executioner, are you going to pay the medical costs of all the children who are made autistic? Are you going to cover the hospitalization costs of those who are sent into the emergency rooms for febrile seizures and neurological damage? You're going to have the county of Rockland on the hook financially for all the deaths? No, of course you're not. So what you're going to do is you're going to transfer all the risks to the public, and you're going to wash your hands of the liability, even though it's you and your gun-toting goons who probably can't shoot straight who are going to enforce this with the threat of 6 months of prison for any unvaccinated people who dare to step foot on a public sidewalk or to go to a mall or to go to school or to go to a church or a mosque. You, Mr. Ed Day, you are a scourge on society. You are a medical tyrant. And all your years of police work doesn't excuse the fact that you are abusing your power right now. And you are running in Rockland, New York. You're running a little Nazi Germany replica is what you're doing. You might as well be marching people into boxcars and sending them off to gas chambers to be gassed with Zyklon B, because it's the same damn pharmaceutical companies that you're rolling out the welcome mat for who were gassing the Jews in World War II. It's the same companies. Bayer. Bayer is an offshoot of IG Farben, which was found guilty in the Nuremberg trials for crimes against humanity. Bayer is still making drugs, and it's the same industry that's pushing the vaccines that you, Ed Day, are pushing on these children. Shame on you. Shame on you for the human suffering that you are causing, for the rights that you are violating, for the tyranny that you are rolling out. And I know why you're doing it. I know. I know you've been given orders to roll this out as a pilot program. I know the CDC contacted you. I already know. We know how this works. We've seen this before. We know that you have no ethics. And you may call yourself a Republican, but you're the worst kind of Republican. A Republican that sells out to the corporations and sacrifices children in the name of profit and economic development. You are a sick, twisted, demented individual, and you represent the kind of abuse of police power that should be shut down everywhere across America. You are the problem. You are the reason America is no longer a free country. You represent the worst of the police state, the medical police state in America. Now, Ed Day also said there will be no religious exemptions. And he cites rabbis. He says, well, rabbis are advocating vaccines. So therefore, there are no religious exemptions. So this is Ed Day's non-logic. Again, I don't know what you call it, cop logic or whatever, irrationality. But just because some rabbis are ignorant enough to push this doesn't mean that other people who are Jewish or Christian or other religions shouldn't have the right to say no to the toxic vaccines. And I guarantee you that those rabbis that are pushing this have no idea that these vaccines, MMR vaccines, are made with aborted human fetal tissue. So think about this. The same rabbis that are out there demanding kosher food, won't eat pork. You know, they have their own religious reasons. I respect that. I'm not mocking them for wanting kosher food. It's actually part of the Old Testament. I've been reading that section, Leviticus. It talks about unclean food. And that's where that comes from. That's where the whole kosher tradition comes from. I'm not anti-kosher. I respect people for doing that. But if you're kosher, why are you injecting your children with aborted dead baby tissue? Now, I know that some of you listening might think, that's crazy. There couldn't possibly be aborted human fetal cell tissue. Well, again, you're just showing your complete ignorance and utter scientific illiteracy, because I've linked to it numerous times. The CDC and the FDA openly publish documents, and you can find the links to those on my website, naturalnews.com. I've covered this many times. Human fetal tissue cell lines are routinely used in vaccines. And if I'm remembering correctly, one of those cell lines is called WI-38. Now, I may not be correct on that. I'd have to check my notes. But there are human cell lines used in vaccines, and it's openly admitted by the CDC and by the FDA. Now, here's something even better. I think it's the WI-38, if I've got that right. I think it's that cell line that was taken from a baby that was murdered in the womb of a mother who was a psychiatric patient. And so think about this. They had the insane mother that killed the baby inside her. They harvested the tissue. And then they've been cloning that tissue ever since and using that tissue. Now they use other tissues as well. Planned Parenthood abortion centers, they sell tissue for vaccine research and biomedical research. So when Planned Parenthood murders babies as they're being born, and in places like New York now, where Ed Day is a government bureaucrat, in places like New York, it's now legal to murder babies after they're born. And interestingly, that law, which was signed by Governor Cuomo, has no time limit. So you can murder your child now in New York, even at 5 years of age, and just call it an abortion. That is legal in New York. And isn't it interesting that Ed Day didn't declare an emergency over that? There's a bunch of baby killers running around New York. It's called Planned Parenthood. They're murdering babies that are alive and viable outside the mother, that are on their own, living and breathing. They have thoughts and memories and perceptions. Ed Day doesn't think it's an emergency that those babies are being murdered, probably in his county as well, Rockland County. He thinks it's an emergency that not enough of those children are injected with other aborted fetal cell tissue mass. That's what he thinks the emergency is. And he thinks rabbis are on board because the rabbis are so ignorant that they don't know that vaccines can't possibly be kosher. It's cannibalism. It's medical cannibalism. I'm pretty sure Jews are not allowed to eat other Jews. I don't know. I'd have to check the Old Testament. But I'm pretty sure cannibalism is not kosher. I mean, you tell me. Is cannibalism kosher? I doubt it. Let's see. Check the checkboxes. Not supposed to eat pork. Not supposed to eat the blood of animals. Not supposed to eat other humans. Oh, and not supposed to inject your babies with the ground up tissue parts of other dead, murdered babies. But Ed Day thinks that's all great. Ed Day. I mean, if you were to have a visual meme of what Ed Day actually believes, it would be like a vampire overlay of him drinking children's blood. You know, saying something like, drink up, it's good for you. Rockland County, we sacrifice children for the pharmaceutical industry. That's Ed Day. The guy's insane. He's a tyrant. He's a medical fascist. And again, he knows nothing about vaccines. He knows nothing. He's ignorant. He's illiterate. Oh yeah, he ran a bunch of detectives for a bunch of years. Whom, if you know anything about detectives in big liberal cities like New York or Chicago, basically, your job is to order them to cover up the crimes of the politically connected. Right? So that's, look at Jussie Smollett. If you're a detective in a big city, you know what I'm talking about. You're not allowed to do your job because of people like Ed Day who are ordering you, oh, don't look over there. Don't prosecute that. Oh, bury that evidence. It's all corrupt, people. It's all corrupt. And that's who these people are, and this is how they rise up in the system. These are sick, twisted individuals. I got a question for Ed Day. So when do the government vaccine checkpoints begin? When are you going to start asking people, show me your vaccine papers? When are you going to make the unvaccinated wear armbands? You know, the armbands, like from the Holocaust. You going to put armbands on them? Just so they can be identified as a public health threat? No, it's you, Mr. Day, who is a public health threat. You are a threat to this society. You are a threat to America. And you are very much a threat to the citizens of Rockland County, New York. and you should be removed from office. You should be recalled. Or better yet, how about this? Why don't you volunteer to be injected with 10,000 vaccines yourself? Yeah, I dare you. Why don't you sit in a chair and you get injected with 10,000 vaccines with all the mercury and the formaldehyde and all the MSG, the aluminum, the squalene, the antibiotics, of course, all the aborted human fetal tissue that we've already talked about, and all the other ingredients that are in vaccines. Why don't you get injected with 10,000 vaccines since you're pushing millions of vaccines onto the people of your county? What, you're not willing to take that medicine yourself? Just like a bureaucrat, aren't you? You got to push it on the people, but you're not willing to do it yourself. Yeah, because you know the truth about autism, don't you? Because you know the truth about vaccine seizures, about vaccine comas, about vaccine injury and vaccine deaths. And you want the children of your county to die because you think it's good for economic growth. I know, because the hospitals will get more business, won't they? The emergency rooms, the doctors. Yeah, the side effects of vaccine injury, they're a boom for your local economy, aren't they? Oh yeah, all your medical centers will do really well and the pharmaceutical companies will move in. Yeah, you don't care that children are suffering. You don't care that the whole life of a child is snuffed out, that they've lost everything. They were bright. They were born intelligent, bright, ready to learn and move into the world. And then because of people like you, their brain is permanently damaged. Neurological damage, autistic for life. You just snuffed out a life. But you're used to doing that, aren't you? Because that's what you did running the detectives, too. I get it. You had innocent people arrested, probably, and you had guilty people go free. You're used to playing God with people. And now, since you can't play God with your guns, you're playing God with vaccines, a medical weapon system, a vector of biochemical weapons delivery. You think you're God. You think you can play with people's lives. You think nobody has any right to defy you because you're the county executioner. You think you're running a little fiefdom there. You think you're above the law because you think you are the law. You're sick. You're demented. You're a twisted, sick, deranged individual for what you are doing. Medical martial law? Are you kidding me? I hope you are sued into oblivion. I hope your county is sued for hundreds of millions of dollars and that you are personally named in civil lawsuits by the parents of children who are alive and well today precisely because their parents were wise enough to protect them from the toxic effects of vaccines. I hope that the people of Rockland, New York, hold you accountable in civil lawsuits and criminal action against you because you deserve no power over others. You don't deserve a retirement. You don't deserve a salary. You are a cancer on this society. You are worse than a criminal because you carry out your crimes against humanity with a badge or with a government authority, a government label, a government office. You are a bureaucratic criminal against humanity, and you are carrying out crimes against children that will cause untold human suffering. And you don't care as long as it brings you economic growth to your county. Oh, gotta have jobs. Gotta have jobs for people, even though you have to sacrifice a few children along the way. That's just who you are. Those are your ethics. And you're gonna have to face God, by the way, one day. There's gonna be a reckoning for people like you. Your dark, demented souls. You're going to have to face the ultimate reckoning because you're going to meet your maker one day, as all of us will. I'm not advocating violence against you. I'm calling for an end of violence. I'm just saying we're all going to pass away naturally one day. We're all going to meet our makers. And when that day comes for all of us, it's going to be Judgment Day. And you, sir, Mr. Ed Day, you are going to burn in hell for what you have done to the innocent children of Rockland, New York. And I hope that you are prepared for what that's going to be like. I don't know if you know this, but God created time. That's right. God created our universe, and God created even the movement of time, the very construct of time, the space-time continuum, part of the cosmos, came out of the Big Bang. Time is a construct. And because God created time, God and heaven and hell exist outside of time. And you may not know this, but when you burn in hell, you burn there for eternity. Eternity. It is timeless. It lasts forever. There is no progression of time, which means you're going to have eternity to think about what you have done, because your soul still exists. Your consciousness still exists. You will have an eternity to ponder the acts that you are carrying out, the crimes against children. I should have mentioned this more on other podcasts, that, you know, eternity, it's a construct that it's hard for many of us who are, you know, alive, conscious, divine beings here on earth today. It's hard to imagine eternity. We can't. It's outside of our construct. But eternity is infinite time, meaning no end to the stream of consciousness of the suffering of those who are in hell. Imagine suffering for eternity with no escape from the time loop. That's what people like Ed Day are going to be facing. And it's not me to judge them for that. It's not me that's going to be torturing them. It's God. When you murder children, or you are complicit in the mass murder of children to give favors to the pharmaceutical industry that sells poison and profits from disease and suffering, you can rest assured that you are going to hell and that you are going to suffer in hell for an eternity. You can count on it. And I don't have to do anything. Those of us who are good Christians, who are good people, those of us who are trying to save children and protect lives, you know, we can condemn you, and we do condemn you, but we don't have to do anything. We don't have to take any action at all, because God is going to drop the hammer on you. And God cannot be bargained with in that moment where that reckoning comes for you. You're going to have to face the consequences of what you have done. And all those other people who have been pushing the vaccine mass poisoning and maiming of children for profit and prestige, they're all going to face the same consequences. It's going to be brutal. But you probably deserve it, because that's what you're doing to children. You're forcing children to live a lifetime of suffering inside the body of a neurologically damaged autistic child who could have been healthy. So you force children to suffer for what seems like eternity, which is a lifetime of suffering under the pain and torment of autism. And God is going to come to you, Ed Day, and make you suffer for eternity so that you can see what it feels like. So you might want to think carefully about what you're doing, because as long as you're alive, you still have time to repent for your sins. You still have time to right the wrongs. You have time to apologize, to beg for forgiveness. But I don't think you will, because you think that you're God, don't you? You think that you are the God of Rockland County. And so you will never ask for forgiveness. And you will take this to your grave, this egregious sin, this crime against humanity that you are committing against children. And you will die with it, and you will suffer from it, and you will burn in hell, literally, for eternity. And you will ponder this podcast. Read my website, naturalnews.com, for more information about vaccine truth. And do your part to protect our children from monsters like Ed Day in Rockland County, New York. When it comes to real science behind nutritional supplements and personal care products, even superfoods and nutrients, nobody pays as much attention to what's in your products as we do at healthrangerstore.com. We have an in-house laboratory, ISO accredited. We do mass spec testing for heavy metals, herbicides like glyphosate, bacteria, microbiology testing, including E. coli and salmonella, yeast and mold, and others. We do extensive testing, and we reject 80% of the raw materials lots that we test. And we only use the top 20% that pass our stringent requirements for ultra clean food, supplements, personal care products, and green living home products like eco-friendly laundry detergent, body soaps, dishwasher detergent, things for your home, things for your body, things that are good for the environment and good for you, and that we can verify through our science, because our position is we don't trust any supplier of raw materials. We've been in this industry for long enough to know that there's all kinds of organic fraud, counterfeit certifications, fake claims, and just a lack of basic testing out there. Heavy metals inundate the supply of superfoods, and even organics often will contain glyphosate and other toxic herbicides and pesticides. That's why we do this testing. We've learned not to trust any source in the industry, and that it takes determined, consistent testing to produce clean products. And that's why people shop with us. That's why we have over 100,000 customers at healthrangerstore.com who have come to trust us, to trust our lab testing, to know that we provide the world's cleanest foods, supplements, and superfoods using today's best science. The best, the most expensive scientific instruments in the world, triple quad mass spectrometry, ICP-MS for heavy metals analysis. We also have single quad mass specs and other instruments, time of flight, tandem mass spec time of flight instrument, and other things. To get our lab tested products, just go to healthrangerstore.com/science. That's healthrangerstore.com/science. There you'll find hundreds of products that have been laboratory tested, verified for your safety and efficacy and product honesty. Again, that URL, type it into your browser, is healthrangerstore.com/science. We do extensive testing like no one. No one does this, and especially not Amazon, where they sell products that are loaded with toxic lead and high levels of aluminum that are off the charts that you can't even believe. I mean, if you want to eat lead and aluminum, buy supplements from Amazon. But if you want good science-backed clean food and clean supplements, you get that from healthrangerstore.com. That's what people have come to know us for providing, and that's why people keep coming back to us. We are dedicated to this testing, and we continue to make investments in our laboratory facilities to bring you the cleanest, most verified nutritional products in the world. No one else does what we do. No one. We are leading the world in clean food, and you can take advantage of that right now at healthrangerstore.com. I'm Mike Adams, the Health Ranger. I thank you for your support. There's much more to come. The more you support us, the more we can produce content to help educate the world and uplift people through natural solutions based on nutrition and superfoods, disease prevention, cognitive enhancement, anti-aging technology, and much more. Thank you for your support.